Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, outdoor and home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through May 14th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, you guys. It's that time of year again where we all start to reflect on the things we did in the last year, everything we've done in the last year.
What an incredible year we've had.
Everything we've done in the past as well.
What an incredible year we've had, from our old person kiss to the sweaty Alex D episode to becoming full-blown NATO stan.
Right.
It's safe to say that we've done it all this year, and there's still more to come.
We're so thankful for you guys and the year that we had together. So here's to many more together with BNC.
Enjoy our best moments from 2023, and we'll see you guys in the new year.
Nice.
MG. Harvard, we're here.
You've truly outdone yourself this time
we
around.
We made it. Wow. And they kind of set us up with everything that we might need. Should we explore a bit?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Now, this is kind of a surprise piece. I've never been here before, but
they said they were
I've especially never seen that.
They said they were going to leave something in here for us.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah. Grab that.
Okay, ready?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know if...
Pull on it? Are you having trouble with your height?
A little.
It's one of those.
Okay, got it. Ready?
Yeah.
Be very careful because we have precious materials.
Any knickknacks.
Oh. Oh my God, I look gorgeous.
Holy. Wow.
I can't look away.
No way.
You look cool, but I literally have never looked better.
Holy shit.
Are you seeing that?
I'm about to start crying for some reason. I don't know. Yeah, I'm seeing it. Wow, Brooke. Lady Brooke in the flesh.
Wow, Harvard. Dang. You have outdone yourselves. Oh my God. I need to put that on my mirror.
I can't hop onto Instagram fast enough.
That is...
To get this...
The most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
To get this live. Hey, do you mind? Can you just get next to that? I need to send this to my mom.
Oh my gosh. Look at her. How can I? You know my dream?
What in the world?
About the tomato sweater where I was really hot? That's kind of what I was picturing.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Oh, I've got to get that outfit as well.
This shouldn't have made me think of this. But there was a study that just came out that, like, sorry to bring this up, but, like, office crushes and, like, relationships are down by, like, 25% in, like, the last 10 years.
Because we work from home?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
But this was...
That'll do it.
Yeah. That could be it. But they were going down before, too.
Mm-hmm. Why, do you think?
Probably, like, sexual harassment.
Oh.
But like they're saying like you couldn't do a Jim and Pam type thing anymore because
right or
you
honestly
get fired
they're probably
from ABC.
Just not reporting it. They probably still exist, but they're not being recorded.
Oh yeah,
people do it in secret.
Well, I guess like that lady cop and those that like had sex with every single one of her coworkers.
Who?
Did you not hear that whole story?
Lady cop. Okay.
Hang on. No, Connor, no. Do not tell the story of the police officer that had sex with all her coworkers. Talk about the Super Bowl, like what we came here to do.
Oh. Know what else you're not supposed to eat?
Microplastics. Cold cuts.
Like, yeah, like deli meat.
Oh.
But I'm interested in finding a way that I could get around that.
Well, I'm sure modern medicine can provide you an out.
Right. Why can't you eat that? Like, that makes no sense.
I don't know, but I know that the fish thing, I think it's mercury.
Right.
You should avoid all raw or undercooked fish when you're pregnant, though many types of fish are safe to eat when fully cooked. Raw fish, including sushi and sashimi, are more likely to contain parasites or bacteria than fully. So it's just a risk that you have to be willing to take.
I'll have a shrimp tempura roll.
It's still raw in there,
though. No, that's cooked.
But it's the shrimp tempura, and then there's raw fish in it.
No, there's not.
Oh.
The shrimp is cooked.
But that's the shrimp tempura.
That's the workaround.
Tempura. But then there's fish in there too.
No, I know.
There's fish in the shrimp tempura roll.
Yeah, but it's cooked. The fish is cooked.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Is shrimp? Can you have shrimp when you're pregnant?
I don't think you can. But the thing about the whole microplastics thing is when they're like, you can't eat fish because most experts agree that sushi without raw fish is safe during pregnancy. As long as it's prepared in a sanitary environment, that means veggie rolls, California rolls, and shrimp tempura. Oh.
Finish the sentence.
Shrimp tempura, get the green light.
Green light, babe.
Well, I wouldn't eat a shrimp without child.
I know that. So that's crazy to me that you don't like
there
shellfish.
There is no difference between a shrimp and a cockroach, except the shrimp lives underwater.
I think the taste is the difference.
Have you eaten a cockroach?
Have you?
No, nor have I eaten a shrimp.
You haven't tasted a shrimp?
I have, and I didn't like it. Because anything that it's like, hey, remember to remove the poop sack. I'm actually so good. I'll have a peanut butter and jelly. There's no poop sack in those.
That's really funny, Connor.
For your bit, I get it. For your stand-up tonight.
Oh,
Connor, that's so good.
Let me see if I can weave in shrimp to my Valentine's Day stand-up
set. Like, and while we're at it, shrimp.
What's up with these poop sacks?
Yeah, that's like a very Larry David bit.
What's up with these poop sacks?
I'm trying to be more intentional about the intro.
The intro.
Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We are happy to have you here. Welcome to it.
Where do we even begin?
Let's get into it.
I keep trying to bite my mic like an apple.
Damn, Connor.
Maybe.
Are you hungry?
I don't know. No, I'm not.
Because if a kid in preschool was biting something they shouldn't be biting,
you ask if they're hungry?
I would look for something that is okay to bite. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty?
Gosh, what an interesting route.
Yeah, redirection.
No, I am. Just to get ahead of it.
Get ahead of it. Please get ahead of it.
I'm a Republican. Just kidding. I'm so hungover. And I am at a level of hangover right now that like I haven't had in so many years of doing what I do, which is being a dumbass.
Right.
And I'm like at a level right now where like, I would have called in sick to my office job.
Walk us through your symptoms.
Like about to cry, like just like moving.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I move, I get this feeling, and every time we touch, I reach for the sky. Can't you see my heart?
Well, you're
fast?
Being really funny, which is good.
So like that's every time I'm funny, I'm like, oh, maybe I'm still drunk.
Right. I do think you might be, which is perfect. But what's going to suck is when that goes away, probably for bonus.
I think it's going to be about 40 minutes into the podcast. My Uber driver hated me on the way here, too.
Why?
Couldn't even get in my car to drive.
I can drive you home, by the way. I'd love to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, new car?
Yeah, in my new car. I want to drive you home.
I mean, that's just it. That's like, I have nothing else to say. Just like, I'm here. And I'm only here because it's this.
Right.
I would have called in sick to all my other jobs that gave me health insurance.
Right.
I'm here
today.
You
don't have that. Right.
Raw dogging.
Right. I really appreciate it.
Raw dogging health.
I really appreciate it. Because if it were me, I would have called out in 1 second.
I know.
But also, if it were me, I would have gone home at 10.
Right.
But Hindsight.
50-50.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've always said.
Hindsight is 50-50.
Well, thanks for being here.
I'm just going to be going ham on these waters.
Right.
On these liquid death waters. Because liquid death...
liquid death?
I'm about to go liquid death. Mm-hmm. I feel like one of my senses is going to go away soon.
And that's fine. You don't need all. That's why you have five. There's some buffer senses.
I hope it's hearing.
Which sense would you rather? Would you... Okay, in order of one to five, one being the one that you would be most okay losing. Rank the senses from what you'd be most okay losing to what you'd be least okay losing.
No other podcast is rating the five senses, by the way. Okay, we're the only ones doing this.
Good.
No, we are the only ones. We're trailblazers.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessed with smell. I don't need it.
Okay.
I'm actually, like, am I rating worst first?
Smell's the one you'd be most okay losing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love like Adele, so I feel like I need to hear.
Okay.
But
so that's here is
not,
five.
No, I think seeing is first.
No, Connor, number one is the one you'd be most okay losing.
Oh, hearing.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, smell.
Okay. Okay.
Because I hate bad smells more than I love good smells.
Agree.
Yeah. A bad smell makes me
agree.
Need to have a gun.
Agree. Okay. I'm right.
Who has that
I'm
smell?
With you. Smell?
Yeah.
I would do smell, feel, feeling.
You would lose feeling?
I guess I'd rather, oh, I guess I'd lose taste. Smell, taste, feeling. Is that sense called feeling?
Touch.
Walk me through what our number one is.
Hearing and sight.
Hearing? No. Connor, one is the
worst. Oh, one is the worst.
Sorry. Okay.
Well, you ranked a...
Yeah, that's a stupid way to rank it, but I've already committed
to it. My number one of
my
what
number
I hate.
One that I hate. Okay, smell, taste, touch, hearing, seeing. Seeing I would need most. Do you agree with that?
It's cough. What is coughing?
Oh, I have a cough drop too.
How does that fit into the mix?
Take would a cough drop.
I smoked a cigarette last night.
Uh-huh.
And when I smoke a cigarette when I'm drinking, it stays with me for seven days.
Perfect. Do you want a cough drop?
I would love a cough drop.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
I feel like you should take the meds like in the morning when you wake up. Like, because you just took Advil now. Now you're just having a cough drop. Take them when you wake up.
So
get ahead of it.
It's kind of just like trying to put my Uggs on. This morning.
Oh, you mean you couldn't possibly get further than that?
No, it was like a one track thing. Okay. I was like, just get to your Uber.
Right.
Uber hated me. Okay, back to our ranking system.
Okay.
So you said...
I think ours are probably the same.
Say it one more time.
I'll reverse it for you. Sight, most important to me, followed by hearing, followed by touch, followed by taste, followed by smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
there's really no other answer.
Right. Let us know in the comments what yours would be.
They're all going to rank hearing pretty high because they're hearing us talk to them.
Yeah, they would probably rather not. So,
oh,
we don't know where they would
leave
put
a comment
hearing.
If you'd love to go with deaf so that you would never have to hear one of our podcasts again.
Awesome. How was your weekend?
What were we talking about?
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, why?
There was an episode with Vikings.
Oh, can we see if Leif Erikson was real? Yeah, he was a Viking.
Okay, don't look at that for a second. Just look at me and tell me, what are the Vikings? How would you define Viking?
A Viking is an individual who's passionate about their craft.
Mm-hmm. Which is, the craft is?
Pillaging and and kind of being a pillager as they pillage through... New lands, fighting on behalf of Land and Sea, LLC.
Very good. And what time
he's
period?
Generally, Leif Erikson is believed to be the first European to reach the North American continent. Huh?
So he's not a Viking?
Oh. Oh. Hold up. He's the OG Christopher Columbus. He arrived 4 centuries before. We need to put some respect on Leif Erikson's name.
I don't know if he's a good guy.
No, on behalf of the pillaging.
Yeah, I don't think we do want to do that.
Okay.
like at all.
Well, I'm just saying from like an OG perspective.
Right. Well, it was different we're not times. Putting respects on Christopher Columbus either.
No. But I'm
I think like both of them are not yeah. being respected.
I guess
this
if
time.
He was 4 centuries before,
right.
imagine 400 times maybe worse than Christopher Columbus. It's hard to wrap your head around on behalf of the pillaging.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Well, you wouldn't want to be pillaged.
I don't think I would.
I wouldn't want to be around for that.
So how did I get to Courage?
Well, he was banished from Iceland as well. When Eric himself, Eric, who I'm thinking must be Leif. So I guess his nickname was Leif. Pretty cool. When Eric himself was exiled.
I think his nickname's Eric. His name is Leif.
Oh, I'm so sorry. His last name is Erickson. So that was a nickname.
Yeah.
His name is Leif yeah. Erickson. So when he found himself exiled from Iceland for killing Eilif the Foul, we need to bring back these kind of Connor the what?
Would
Connor the Tall. That's what I would go by.
Oh, cool.
So when I was on my way somewhere by boat, they'd say, I hear you 6'4".
I really was actually thinking like how lucky you and the other TMG boys are to have me just in terms of like a comparison of height. Because it's like you are tall. And I've always said that.
Connor the Tall.
But everyone really, like if I look at stills, like Cody and Noel both look like they could be 6 foot next to me, which is like, it doesn't matter. Like being 6 foot isn't better than being, I don't know what they are, 5'11"? But like, it is like, I think that they, not that they should be grateful to me, but
keep going.
It's something to think about. It's just something to think about. That maybe that's why I was asked to be on a pod.
Yeah, I think that might have
you know?
I reached out to you.
Yeah?
Yeah, and what did you say?
I'm not going to actually read the message because it brings me actual...
I don't remember what it
okay,
said.
Good.
Do you get anxiety?
Well, I'll remind you.
I can pull it up right
it makes
now,
me,
actually.
It makes me want to...
I have it on my phone. Should I pull it up?
No.
Summarize.
I'll summarize. I had been drinking a little bit.
Oh,
we
drinking.
We talked a little
bit. I don't remember a weird... Well,
No. I said every now and then I check to see... At that point, I think my name was in your bio.
Yes.
And I was a little bit like, taken aback at that difficult time. And then...
You best year.
Hang on. I just like had a little bit of a warm...
Sherpa. Take the Sherpa.
I'll tell you what. The Sherpa under the light... It's like a rough combo for body temperature, but I DM'd you and I said, every now and then I check to see if my name is still in your bio. Like my grandpa has a memorial bench on a golf course that we got for him when he passed. And this is my bench on the golf course is your bio.
You did not write
no,
that.
No, I...
You did?
I believe I did.
I don't think I read it.
Oh, good.
Or maybe I just
blocked
it out.
How about it?
Pop off the
What chair. Were you worried about? Oh, you
were wearing a long sleeve?
Do you have something under that?
It was cold this
Is this
morning.
The food poisoning setting in?
Oh, yeah. The sausage was a gray that I had not seen in a meat.
It was
before
like...
Before today.
Also, the place had like such a smell.
Oh, it was fish.
Was there nowhere else for you guys to go?
No, the thing is, like, if it's me and Connor, like, it's gonna... we're gonna have to end up somewhere like that, and it makes sense.
We constantly...
I get it. I actually understand
you know?
That. Yeah.
We constantly get waiters that, like... She just came up over our table and was standing, and I was like,
"Hiya,
yes, like, can I help you?" I was actually—I thought she was mad at me for a second, yeah. But she's just an internal processor, I think.
Yeah.
So,
an internal.
Should we do our? Oh my god, you're scaring the shit out of me Sorry. with your food poisoning.
I'm starting to show.
Well, we have a really.
There's a bit of oozing happening. The more I talk about it, the worse it gets. So.
Yeah.
Let's move forward.
You want like a cold compress?
No, I'm good.
A washcloth.
You want the rest of this coffee? That'll help.
That should be good. Yeah.
Move it along.
Morgan.
Is it showing? Can you guys see how much I'm sweating?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is it clear? Is it picking up on the cam? No.
It's charming.
It's endearing. Mm-hmm. Do you think the sweat?
It's earnest.
Good word.
Good word of the week.
Sunday. Of the wedding, which was after 2 days of like literally drinking, eating.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding was essentially like a 3-day event. It was like you couldn't have experienced a better wedding. On the third day, it was like brunch. And then we day drank, and it was like the best way to like end. I day drank like a maniac, mm-hmm. which was obviously.
You get like so drunk, like on the verge of blacking out in front of your parents. And what's that like?
My dad told me.
For those audio listeners, Connor did shake his head in the affirmative.
Yeah. My dad said on Monday morning, you're not in college anymore,
mm-hmm.
which is a great reminder to get from your dad while you're abroad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be taking it easy for the next couple weeks.
Because right. I feel like I get embarrassed if I'm like tipsy plus in front of my.
I mean,
parent.
I was there. I was
not saying you should.
I was in Italy with a bunch of people that were also drinking a lot. And it was so much fun.
I guess I feel embarrassed because it's just me alone.
Did not need to cry giving my speech, but...
Oh, what'd you say?
I won't go into it, because it is like, as if I looked up... it's as if I asked someone at Home Goods to print me off a speech from one of those signs that, like, a white woman would hang in her kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love those.
Yeah, so I teared up giving that the most generic speech ever, which I thought was brilliant at the time.
Did anyone else
cry? And then I went and smoked a cigarette, like I was just like this, as if I was esophagus. Like a philosopher. What's his name? Aristotle. Socrates, whatever. What'd I call him? Esophagus?
Esophagus.
Okay. Anyways, on the Sunday after the brunch, we went to this bar that like overlooked all of Lake Como, and
can't get over you thinking a philosopher's name was esophagus.
He looks like an esophagus.
Do you know what an esophagus is? Yeah.
Look what I have today. Like a couple days ago, I found this. So I've been going to the beach because the sun's coming out finally.
Shells?
No, I found this piece of coral that's shaped like a chicken wing.
How would you know that's coral?
I mean, what else would it be?
I don't know. What that, a rock? Sea rock?
No, a sea rock would be coral.
Oh.
Do you want to touch it?
Yeah, I do.
It's so warm. I've kept it with me.
That is a chicken wing.
I know. I've never seen one. And you think I don't know that?
This is more chicken wing shaped than a chicken wing.
I know. So it's been in kind of just like my presence for a long time, and I never understood people that like have crystals, but I do understand them now. This is my kind of crystal situation. It's kind of brought me a bit of peace.
I never would have thought this is coral, because when I think of coral, I think of orange.
Yeah, it's white.
But coral can come in all shapes and sizes. Oh, don't do that, because of your teeth.
Going off my chicken wing.
Thank you for sharing.
Of course.
That is like the perfect show and tell.
I know.
Thing.
No, I know. And
we should have show and tell as adults.
I know.
We should do that next week.
Okay.
Okay.
I show people and then tell them everything about me.
Uh-huh.
Every time I talk to anyone, so I don't really don't need a designated time for that. But
Yeah,
I do like where your head's at.
Was it you that said that hotel owners have too much power?
It was. And here's our first headline today. Great job passing me that baton. Wait, can we pull up this link? I just saw it over the weekend. Someone else talked about it on their podcast, but I want everyone to know I had it bookmarked before they talked about it.
Okay.
I can't remember who it was. Oh, I know who it was. It was We Might Be Drunk podcast with Sam Morrell. And Noel just went on this podcast, and Mark Normand. Tennessee hotel guest wakes up to night manager sucking on his toes, from a report from the police.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have audio from him? I don't know if that video is going to be good. I can just read through it. An evening manager at a Tennessee hotel was arrested after he snuck into someone's room and sucked on this person's toes. David Neal, a 52-year-old manager at 4th Avenue South Hilton in Nashville, allegedly crept into a male guest's room while he was sleeping on March 30th and got intimate with his feet. Mm. So the guy made a key card to get into the room and entered it around 5 a.m., the guest told police he woke up to Neil's mouth around his toes and immediately confronted him. So let's role play this, Brooke.
I'd rather not.
Do you want to be the night manager, or do you want to be the man getting his toes taken care of?
Okay. I'll be...
serviced.
I'll be the toe sucker.
You're going to be the night manager?
Oh, no. I want to be the one who has
having your toes sucked?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll...
you should walk through the door.
Oh, yeah. You'll need to confront me.
But I'm asleep.
With my mouth around your toes.
I'm not actually. Thank God I'm wearing flip-flops.
I'm not going to do it, but. Okay, you're asleep. You're passed out.
Okay.
You're sleeping soundly.
Okay.
Audio only listeners, we're doing a little bit of a physical situation here.
Okay. My eyes are closed because I'm asleep.
The clock strikes 5 a.m.
Holy hell, stop sucking on my toes. Toe sucker?
Hey, man. Hang on. Hey, chill. You're a guest at my hotel. This is standard. This is... Don't act like you've never been to Nashville before. This is what we do here.
I didn't sign up for this, and this is inappropriate behavior.
Okay, I respect you setting boundaries.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
I'll head out.
All right, man. Stop sucking on my toes.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure you didn't want to eat in your car.
All right, I'll see you.
Just making sure you didn't want one more slurp.
That's okay. Probably what happened.
I mean, it was probably that quick. It sounds like he confronted him like, hey, man.
Stop sucking on my toes.
And he's like, okay, cool. Hey, that's all you had to say.
Yeah.
That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
Don't get an attitude with me all of a sudden. You think you're better than me because you don't want your toes sucked in my hotel?
Yeah. No, it sounds like they were able to figure it out through problem solving.
Jose, I've been to so many weddings recently that I feel like I could plan a wedding start to finish. I'm okay, thank you.
My appendix is making me not want to eat, so you can have my applesauce. And you can have the calf that you
thank
want.
You.
You're welcome.
But it was great. We danced the night away. It was really fun, and then it was just mellow. That being said, it was so mellow that, like, I got home, and I was like, oh, nice. Like, it was great. We had a fun time. Everyone drank and be merry. What's it called? Drink and be merry?
Drink and be merry, yeah.
And then I got home, and I, like, go up to go to bed, and I'm all tucked in, and brush my teeth, floss, and then I'm like, oh, I forgot my phone charger downstairs. Can't make that mistake again because I was leaving the next day. So I go to walk down the stairs, miss a step, and I tumble down a full flight of stairs.
That's a good ick. Like, girls, if you're liking a guy too much right now, go ahead and think of them in the situation that Connor just described, and you'll be cured.
No, and it was so bad because, no, that's what I look like. I'm not kidding. I didn't want to turn on any lights because I was staying at my friend's house, and they were all asleep. And I'm like, I'm just going to sneak down. I kind of know their house. It was pitch black. And, yeah, so I miss this step, and I fall, and I hit, and then I roll forward, and then my legs fall over top of me. I fell down the entire flight of stairs, and then I was just sitting there like, if you ever stub your toe or anything when you're by yourself, it's like, it's almost worse than
what's
if someone saw it. I'm like, what's the point of me hurting myself right now? Yeah. Can't even say ow. And then I was like, you know.
Do you say ow when you're alone?
I wanted to scream at the top of my lungs because it hurt so bad.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have any proof the next day, so it was like there was nothing there. But I'm going to show everybody, if you're watching on video, this bruise on my thigh. And I wore underwear today, so I could show you.
Okay. Are you disrobing?
I'm just, I'm taking my pants off.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No problem.
So, you have to.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, I'll show you first. I'll show from back here.
My gosh, Connor, that's the worst. Does it still hurt?
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. And what's
funny about that is that I have that same bruise on my ass because I hit every angle of myself going down. So it's that bruise all the way to my ass and then down here and on my ankle too.
Oh my God, do you want to come to the butt ward of urgent care with me after this?
You're going to have to get the iron lung on your ass. Like that
oh my God,
mom and robot.
I told you about the iron lung, right?
Yeah, we had a segment on it last week.
Okay. Was that in the bonus or?
I think it was. Yeah, because we watched stuff.
Well, if I could just tell everybody in the Maine to go watch the movie Breathe about the polio epidemic in the 1950s, featuring the iron lungs as well as respirators, you guys will not be disappointed. It is the most uplifting and tragic story. Continue.
Okay, I'll just roll through this all the way. So, whatever. I get on my flight on the way home. I miss my connection because my flight was delayed out of Dallas. I had to stay in Denver. And then the next flight getting home was overlapping with a call that I had. Mm-hmm. And so I had to wait 3 hours to take that call at the Denver airport before I could go on to the next flight. Because it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't land in time to take the call if I took the later flight.
Oh, so you didn't want to... You wouldn't reschedule the call?
No, because it had been scheduled so far in advance. It was an important one. So I was like...
Who was it with?
I'll tell you offline. So... Anyways, I take the call, and then the next flight was in 45 minutes after the call. Canceled. Just straight up, just canceled. Okay. No explanation. Great. Next flight is at 7:45 p.m. So I had like a 20-hour travel day for a 2.5-hour flight. Mm-hmm. And then I get on this flight. It is perfectly coincided with the LAX Nuggets game. Or the LAX Nuggets game. The Lakers Nuggets game.
What's a Nugget game?
It's like when... I don't even have anything to say.
I literally like have no idea what you could
basketball.
Oh, it's a team?
Yeah.
Who the hell are the Nuggets?
I love that they're called the Nuggets.
It's yeah. Like what state are they
what
from?
Country? Denver.
Oh my God.
So imagine me on a flight from Denver to LA during this game. Anyways.
Do they mean nuggets as in like chicken nuggets?
No, gold nuggets, I think.
Did you ever have those toys, Go-Go's, when you were a kid?
No.
They were like these little, just like pieces of plastic that were also like somehow like monsters and creatures. And you would set them up in some sort of formation. And the person that you were playing across from would set their Go-Go's up in a formation. And you would flick them at each other and try to knock each other's
Go-Go's down. Oh, wait. They were,
Go-Go's
they
down,
were like green beans.
Those Go-Go's. Okay. And there was a golden bone of a Go-Go. And I think there were only like 10 golden Go-Go's ever. And this one guy in my school got the golden bone. And it was like the most insane thing that's ever happened in the history of Pennsylvania.
That's like, crazy.
Including Gettysburg, the Battle of Gettysburg. Can you look up the golden Go-Go bone? This thing is gorgeous. I bet you could buy it on eBay for thousands. Did I make it up? Oh my God.
I get it.
Crazy bones. Yeah.
I can picture it.
You can picture it?
I can picture it. When you were describing God. It, I could
I
see
wish
it.
That it was socially acceptable for me to collect something like that nowadays.
A lot of people are doing Legos.
I don't feel like I want to collect Legos.
I'm really curious, before we wrap up here, I would need to see what Louis Capaldi was honored with as a statue at his former
school. No. Actually, that is a kind of art. No, I'm being dead serious. That is
what no, like, I think it's really cool.
No, that is a specific style.
That's like crazy. Wait, I think it's cool, but
yeah. Like, wait, I really love it.
Like, I'm being genuine, but it's so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, man.
I would kill myself.
That's like, I actually one time got a DM from someone who like does drawings similar to that.
Wait,
like,
yeah, wait, hang on, you got to pull your drawing up.
Okay, because
no,
this
way.
Girl was like, I drew this photo of you, and it's like one eye is like yeah, one half
no,
of the
no,
face.
No, it's not. Pull
I don't
up.
Know.
You
it was like
up.
2 years ago. I don't know if I could find.
I need to know if it was this same person.
Okay, tell me the profile of yours.
I think we'll be able to tell from like a style perspective if it was or if it wasn't the same person.
It really scared me.
Someone says, here, I drew you, and
it's
oh my God.
Is it the same person? Is it? Is it?
It's not, but it's so similar. You have,
I'm telling you, it's
three mouths.
Style.
That's a biblically accurate fibula.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to find mine is a charcoal drawing.
Oh,
it might take
yeah.
me.
That's just the style.
I'll find it and I'll send it to you guys. I'm not going to be able to find it today, but it was really dry.
If I was on shrooms, this would make me cry.
Yeah.
Same with Lewis's statue.
I know. Do we have a reaction from him? Has he said anything?
He just announced today that he's taking an extreme break from tour. So I wonder if that has something to do with it.
No.
Oh. There's pain. Yeah, there's pain in his eyes.
Two thumbs up.
I thought it was just his face, his whole body.
I don't know if I've ever confidently gone like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, he kind of does seem like a two thumbs up guy.
Oh,
people have really not let him get away from himself.
Damn.
Well said. Yeah.
And he's just,
one day that'll be us guys at our high school. Just,
so true.
My high school will never acknowledge that I am alive.
No, I had friends the other day ask me if I was going to our 10-year high school reunion. And I said, how would I have known it was happening?
Right.
And they said, your email. I don't have an email from
that. If I remember correctly.
I was.
Yeah.
That's another one that blows my mind. A physical bank. Like,
yeah, it was crazy that you were walking like, literally, to the bank. Is this New York?
I'm heading to the bank.
Yeah, it was really odd. Like, for what were you doing?
Well, you didn't see the gun and the huge sack in my back pocket. You wondering how I can afford my new house? It was a stick up, babe. that's why I was going so early.
That makes sense.
No, I was trying to open a new account and get a checkbook.
It's also crazy because that bank, like, is terrifying.
It is home of the loveliest group of employees of Bank of America.
Really?
That
I've never
met.
Been inside because to me it feels like it says Bank of America outside, but inside, like, it's just an empty room.
I wanted them to put, I was like, you guys should really put a bar in here because they were playing great music. I was like, this is so much better than any other bar on the street. And they're like, this is a bank. And I was like, well, you guys were fun. Like, you guys would probably make a mean margarita. I don't know. It was a good time. I ended up having to go like 3 or 4 times because they were like, you have no necessary documentation. And I was like, well, that's why I'm here because I'm trying to get a second credit card.
You did seem to be showing up quite empty handed.
It was, yeah. I brought not even an ID.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you thinking?
I don't know.
Okay.
It was early.
That's also like, luckily I have a purse. And so I feel like things are just in there.
Luckily, I have purse.
I said a purse.
Oh, a purse.
I have a purse, I said.
I have purse.
Luckily, I have purse.
I have purse. I have shoe. I have hat on head. What you have, Kels?
I'm just saying my shit's just happens
Kels,
to be there.
You have no ring. You leave home.
My ring home.
You know what I've been doing with my seed probiotic?
What?
I have a Expo marker that I write seed and then I keep track of like with
People
tally marks.
Obsessed with seed.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with seed.
Yeah. Jack Martin is so obsessed with seed.
That doesn't surprise
me. He ran out of his seed and I have an extra bottle and he keeps texting me. Like, can I come get your seed? Like, I need your seed, like, over and over and over and over again. And I'm just like, yeah, come get it. And there's some sort of disconnect because he's just, like, begging and then not coming. Does that make sense? I hope that helps clear it up.
Whoa. okay. So let me see if I get this straight.
Yeah.
Jack Martin is begging for your seed. But he doesn't come.
Yeah, let me read
you. He refuses to come.
Yeah, I'm going to read you our text about the seed.
So I think I get it.
Jack M.
That is... Anyways, seed is a probiotic.
Okay, he said, at Saturday at 4:15 p.m., he said, what time would work best for me to come over and swallow your seed? I said, I'm not sure when I'll be home, but I'll text you when I am. And I said, okay, I'm home. Never answered. Okay, the next day at 2:49 p.m., what do I have to do to get my hands on some of your seed today? And then I said, come sit by my pool with everyone. And sent a picture of everyone just hanging out by the pool. He said, you own a pool? I said, at my apartment. Then he said, hard eyes, hard eyes, hard eyes. Never came and got the seed. Okay? The next day. Name one thing that's stopping me from showing up at your doorstep right now and stealing your seed. I said, babe, I literally told you to come whenever we were out at the pool all day. And he said, I was busy, ? I forgot you had a pool. Okay? Like,
oh, my God.
The seed is still not in his possession.
That's crazy.
It's bizarre.
Oh my God. My oh my, how the roles have shifted in 2023.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing like a man begging for your seat and just like not coming.
I know. Bizarre. Wow. I'll keep y'all updated on the
tables
seed,
have turned.
The seed saga. Yeah.
Holy moly.
It's really interesting.
People may or may not have seen, I went on some rides and mm-hmm. I filmed and I posted a TikTok. Really, anything goes at the fair.
Totally.
You know, and we can roll the clip of me on one of my favorite all-time
rides. That's Cousin Logan, by the way.
Cousin Logan. One of my favorite all-time rides, the Zipper.
I'm on tonight, but my hips don't lie, you know, y'all?
I couldn't stop saying that.
What's the zipper look like from the outside? I'm trying to picture what you're in.
They didn't lock me in. Like, yeah, exactly.
I wish I knew which ride this was.
We can pull up a picture of the zipper.
Yeah.
It's that one. It's just, it looks like a zipper.
Oh, okay. It's the one that looks like a zipper.
You know, and it's pretty crazy that we, as a nation, just look at a carny with a tattoo of a lizard on their neck and go, yeah, I'll get on this ride. Mm-hmm. Why are you holding a screwdriver, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this man did not buckle me in.
Yeah.
I have a bruise.
Aw.
From that ride.
But it looks like you had a blast.
I had.
You cannot put a price
so
on that.
So much damn fun. And then I hit Abduction Zone next.
Oh, what's the Abduction Zone?
The Abduction Zone is basically a flying saucer, which is a pertinent shape for today because of what we'll talk about after we do weekend check-in.
Oh, I'd be hurling.
It looks like a UFO.
Yeah.
And it spins in a circle so fast that the centrifugal force pushes you up.
The what?
Flat, the centrifugal.
Is that different than centripetal?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
It's completely different. Different force altogether. So they play awesome music here, so it was hard for me not to groove. But it started spinning, and we can just look at it. Oh, yeah. So it's fully spinning in this clip. And
wow, but that's not stopping you.
It was too strong for me. It was too strong. And if you slow that clip down, you'll see that I did lose my glasses. You'll see them be sucked into the back of the Abduction Zone. They were abducted right here. They fly back behind the wall.
I've never been on that ride, and I just... That's
Is there a way to zoom in on my face? I was being sucked off by the Abduction Zone. I went splat.
Did you feel sick at all?
No. I felt
sick.
That's
a superpower.
But I actually...
You're telling me, I'm looking at this image, you felt safe. In that moment, you felt safe.
There's
being slammed back, your cheeks being sucked off your face, you're feeling safe.
I'm feeling safe. There's something about... There's something about...
You feel like a baby wrapped in a blanket right there.
Yeah, Brooke, I did.
That's a superpower.
Yeah, Brooke, I did.
That's a superpower.
I feel safe. I feel safe on the Abduction Zone ride being manned by an 11-year-old. And I'm proud to say it.
For you.
I was sucked off by the Abduction Zone ride at the OC Fair, and I'm proud.
I'm ugly and I'm proud.
Yep.
Yep. I love it, Connor.
I love it. If anyone finds my glasses.
You do look like a blobfish right there.
I was being sucked and fucked, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's giving blobfish.
Brooke,
and I love that you're just like completely like just letting it take you. Complete surrender, arms up.
Brooke, at that point, what was I to do? Someone else commented that on the
legs spread open.
On that TikTok, they go, you went dough. And I go, and what was I supposed to do?
What you other option did too. I have?
You would do it too for a check.
You really look like you are just like open to anything that may come your way right now. Like, that is the most vulnerable position anyone can be in. You're starfishing. Where's my dad? I'm all alone. I do think I would be a good actress because, like, in that moment, I'm like, where's my dad?
Where the hell's my dad?
I literally, like, method that so hard, that song. And any other song, really, I can put myself in their shoes.
Well, yeah, because how often day to day do you think, I'm way too small to be here alone.
And that's every other thought.
when I'm in a parking garage, I can't find my car. I'm on my hands and knees, fists on the ground. Where's my dad?
I'm all alone.
Can
you
a
like that little boy?
Can a car get towed from a parking garage?
Yes, it can.
No, it can. There's an 8-foot limit. What? When you drive in.
There's got to be tow trucks for that specifically.
No, there's not. There's just one really strong man.
You're going to take this with me as a duet.
Yeah, I know.
Where's my dad? I'm all alone. I'm too small to be here on my own.
I swam away because I got mad.
Very good, Connor.
I'm...
Where? No, me neither. Let's leave that to the experts.
Yes.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Do we have his name?
God, I'm
sweating.
Do we
have any information? Did you see the pictures of Andrew Garfield diving off of that yacht?
Yeah, I can't get enough of them.
Can we pull that up? I'm so upset. Like, people are DMing me constantly asking me if this finally gave me the ick. I feel like you guys asking that question, I don't think you know me to my core, because the level of love, the depth of the love that I have for all of my celebrity crushes, and this man especially, like, I'm not getting the ick. Like, I am in it for the long haul. I look at that photo. I look at him diving, go back one. I look at that and I think, beauty.
The thing about elegant. That is, like, that's a
Swan Lake. I'm seeing, like, like, look at that, like, perfect parabola. Like, he's perfect. And the goggles, like, awesome.
I have thoughts on this as well, because that's, like, the way that he was able to get from there to there.
I don't even get it. He's magical.
It's incredible form.
He's incredible.
And also, it takes bravery to jump into any body of water with goggles on, because that's a situation you're dealing with in about 3 seconds when you hit the water. Those goggles aren't going to be on.
Tears in my eyes thinking about him getting water.
His stayed on.
He is magic.
He's like, Spider-Man.
Look at him. Look at his back float. Look at his back float. Get you a guy that can back float like that in the ocean with goggles on his forehead that's not getting water in his goggles when he dives. That's the man that I want, and that's the man that I encourage all of you to want, and I don't know why you would ever think that I got the ick. You guys clearly have underestimated the level of love that I feel for Andrew Garfield. Happy 40th, by the way.
Happy 40th, Andrew. And I'm about middle of the plane. I'm like row 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to my row, and there's a wife, a husband, and like their baby, like their toddler. And I go, oh, sorry, this is my seat.
Which seat? Aisle, middle, or? Okay.
The aisle. And they go, oh, well, they said this seat was open. And I go, here's my ticket with this seat number on it. And they were like, oh, well, they told us it was open. I'm like, it's not now. So move your kid.
Right.
And someone behind them goes, oh, I heard that seat in the back is open if you want to leave the family together.
No.
And I go, oh, and the flight attendant goes, let me check. Yes, it's open. And now there's 9 people looking at me, and there's a toddler in my seat. And I'm like, middle of the plane. You know what seat they were pointing at?
Back middle.
The one touching the bathroom in the middle. In between, like, a 6'4" guy.
No, unacceptable.
And a child with an iPad.
Unacceptable.
I did it.
No.
Yeah. It's a 4-hour, 30-minute flight.
Connor, that's...
And I had woken up at 4:45 that day, too, to get to the Traverse City Airport to get to Chicago.
You need to do exposure therapy for those kinds of situations.
Put the toddler in the back seat that doesn't recline.
Yeah, you should have said that.
Yeah. I took a sleeping pill. But I sit next to this kid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First, we're delayed 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
No AC, by the way.
No, why would there be?
And then finally, the kid taps me and goes, in an adult man voice, not like deep, but like, not deep, but like well-spoken.
Yeah.
He was...
I love a well-spoken
he was,
child.
How did
it's really sweet.
He asked me how old I was. I lied. I couldn't even tell him. And he's like, I am 13 years, I don't know. I think he was 11. I'm 13 years younger than him or something. And I'm like, cool.
Oh, so he's brilliant.
And he's like, do you know why we're delayed? And I go, I don't know, man. He's like, do you know how much we're delayed? I have a soccer game.
And I was like, he alone?
Yeah.
Oh, king.
Alone on his iPad.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to walk through everything he said to me on this flight.
Okay. I love it.
I kept a note. This is a 4.5 hour flight.
Oh, I'm excited.
First of all, after the conversation about delaying the flight, when I grasped what I was dealing with, mm-hmm. couldn't get my arm on the right side because the man was so tall and like needed the space. Mm-hmm. I said, he does. And there's a child on my left. I'm commandeering this side. I'm going to mm-hmm. lean this way. And, you know, then the kid is talking my ear off, no AC. I'm like, so tired. I'm sweating. When I grasp the situation at hand, which is this kid is going to talk to me the entire flight mm-hmm. and he is alone, I go, okay, I need to tell him I have to listen to an audiobook mm-hmm. because I have school tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I told him I'm listening to Catcher in the Rye. Mm-hmm. For the first 10 minutes of me putting my AirPod in, he kept asking me what the book was about.
Yeah. To which you responded.
I said, I made stuff up, Brooke. Catcher in the Rye. I was like, well, it's a man. He owns a farm. He lost something in it. He's trying to catch it.
You never read Catcher in the Rye?
Don't know anything about it. I don't know. Why is that the book that popped into my head that I need to tell a 10-year-old that I'm
Connor,
reading?
Connor, that's a classic.
I should have just said the Bible.
You might really
I at least
like
know
Catcher
some of those.
Rye.
I need to read it.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, so I'm listening to Catcher in the Rye. AirPods had died.
Right.
I'm not listening to shit. And people are listening to me tell the 10-year-old what Catcher in the Rye is about. Right. And I'm making it all up.
Right.
Okay, so we're moving on. Now we're in flight. If you were a pet, what would you be?
Good question.
If you were, what kind of animal would you be? How many languages do you know the word hello in?
Another good question.
He knew 11.
He needs to like coach me on how to start conversations.
What sports do you play? Do you think we'll land in time for me to get to my soccer game?
Right, yeah.
Have you tried this beef jerky from Trader Joe's?
Chomps? Oh my God, me and this kid would have had a field day.
You should have, I would have switched bodies yeah. with you for this. I said no. He said, do you want to?
Oh, he's yes. precious.
Do you want one of my headphones to watch Captain Underpants with me?
Yes! I would love that.
My sleeping pill is hitting at this point. which airport do you think is better, Burbank or LAX?
Good question.
How much longer do we have? Showing me how fast he could stop the timer on the clock app on iPad.
Oh, that's
so
a fun skill.
He was running and he was tapping. He was like, I got, his fastest was 0.005 seconds.
Cool.
Do you know what HYCYB means?
HYCYB? How? Have yourself. Have you, HYC?
Mm-hmm.
Have you chosen?
So close, but no.
Chose?
No.
Called?
Mm-mm.
Checked?
Yeah.
Have you checked your?
Yeah.
Butt?
Yeah. Have you checked your butthole? He barely got that sentence out. He was laughing so hard. I was like, no, I haven't. I didn't know what that stands for. He didn't tell me.
Do you remember spell iCup?
ICUP.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was too good.
This one really got me. Did you know that when I was younger, I used to call hand sanitizer sand sanitizer?
I
was like, no, I didn't
am
know
addicted
that.
To this young man.
I know. Do you recognize those mountains? Middle of nowhere. We're in the middle of the flight. I didn't even know what state we're in. I was like, no. He's like, I don't either.
Oh, I love him.
Do you want to know the worst mistake my teacher ever made?
Yeah.
Asking him what his favorite sports store was.
Because he has so many, or
didn't
he just didn't
explain.
Okay. Oh.
Then we played chess.
Oh, on the iPad?
Yeah, I have a picture of it.
That is
I didn't
really
get a face
sweet.
In it.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, well, did you?
And then I was just like, good luck with your soccer game, and I got off the plane.
Oh, you didn't exchange information?
Not with the 11-year-old boy. No, I didn't. I opted out of that feature.
Oh, why?
The flight attendant was already like, we're the last two people uh-huh. off the plane. I was like, I need to get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the being around children in 2023 is like a scary thing. Even if you're just, you just like want, I'm like, get the kids away from, like, you know, no one wants to be alone with like someone random kid.
I kind of love sitting next to kids on an airplane, but like late elementary school kids, like that kid.
He was cool. It was yeah. the situation at hand where I was so tired, sweating. back of the plane, pissed off at that family. Fuck that baby, by the way. excuse me. I've got a hair in my throat.
Yeah. When I student taught in college, I student taught second grade. So they were like 8.
Yeah.
And they were definitely like the oldest group of kids I've ever had. And I thought I was going to hate it. But I actually, like, they were my favorite kids in the world. And one day we were having a silent lunch and I was sitting next to my dear friend Peter.
Oh.
And Peter had a difficult time with silence, which is fair because he's 8. And it was so quiet. He had been completely quiet for like a minute and then turned to me and whispered, "Have you ever had breast cancer?"
Good question.
Again, like all valid questions.
Oh my God. That would have been a good reminder to check.
Yeah. Self-exam. No, kids are really ahead of
Peter, game. Let me step away and let you know.
He was ahead of his
Peter
time.
Peter could have saved your he damn was ahead life. Of his time. Truly.
Missing him. Where horribly. Is he now? I don't know.
The NATO phonetic alphabet. NATO is what?
Your sister does it?
Yeah. I mean, we could talk about this all day. I could talk about the NATO phonetic alphabet all day.
NATO is isn't that a treaty?
Sure. I'm sure there's tons of treaties out there. I bet NATO is one of them. NATO at present, by the way, Brooke, is 31 member countries.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
They're allies.
Some kind of, yeah. Wow. Just when you start to think we're stupid.
Just when you start to think we're stupid, we describe NATO.
NATO comes along.
We read the definition of NATO. Oh, is there a knock at the door? Yeah, that's intelligence. Just knocked. And we answered. By the way, what the hell is NATO? I didn't really...
Victor. V as in Victor. I always do that one for Averick.
Well, you know, there's this bar in Austin called WTF Bar.
Uh-huh.
And I was always like... No, it's called... Oh, shoot. I just buried the lead. It's called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And it stands for... What the fuck, bar? It's kind of funny.
Do you remember the thing with Barry the Lead?
Couldn't tell you anything.
That's not how you use it at all.
Let's lay it to rest.
Okay.
Let's bury it. Let's bury that lead.
That sounds good.
Oh my God. Anyways, Roger that.
Treaty. Oh. The T in NATO, treaty.
North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Okay. Well, it is an organization at the end of the day, the NATO situation.
Uh-huh.
We should have a NATO-esque situation here where we can call upon our treaty.
Wait, before we go any further, is NATO good or bad? Awesome.
Cool.
Oh, I adore it.
Fan of NATO. Fan of NATO here.
Yep.
Hi. Yeah.
NATO merch.
NATO expert over here. Good. They're good. Huge. We're NATO stands. Yeah. Brooke and Connor.
I adore NATO.
Brooke and Connor.
That's a good dog name.
One of our bullet points in our description is NATO stands. BNCNATO.
That's really good, Connor.
Woo! Who's all in NATO? Let's
yeah,
do
what other podcasts are doing NATO
these
like
all
this?
Our allies? These are all our allies? It doesn't see 31 countries. Isn't there like a million countries? This is not enough.
How many countries are there? I think it's
NATO. I bet everyone else is like,
it's 200.
Oh no, NATO's coming. It's
Let's
31
see.
Countries.
Let's see. Who's
there's
not in it?
There's 50 states.
I had no idea Belarus wasn't in it.
There's more states. Belarus? That's Bella Hadid.
No, Belarus is a country.
Oh. Okay, so it's Canada.
What are those little tiny ones above Italy?
Oh, okay. Good thing Iceland is a member of NATO. Like, what are... Iceland is just minding their own business as an island.
So this is, for example, if we were to go to war, they would be on our side.
Let's look at who's in it. Let me see who is really strong. Canada, United States. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know Mexico.
Iceland, the UK, France. We're weak as shit.
Is that Switzerland that's not in it?
Germany, Italy.
Oh, no. I just went there.
Switzerland isn't really doing...
Oh, because they're neutral.
They're neutral to everything. Which is just like, how come no one gets on Switzerland ever? That's like a friend in a fight that's like, two best friends are fighting and they're like, I'm not taking a side. You're a bad person.
You just like don't, like you just can't say anything about Switzerland. It's just like an unspoken rule. It's just like...
I'm sorry, wouldn't it be a bad thing to not fight for what's right?
Yeah, except if it's Switzerland.
But like,
we just have come to accept it. That's one of those things.
Oh, well, if you're complicit, you're part of the problem. I don't know what I don't know what wars are happening right now, so I'm also Switzerlanding over here in my chair, but if I knew, I would stand If you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. Switzerland.
Okay.
That's my message to Switzerland today. Do we have any Swiss listeners?
If you stand
listeners?
For nothing, what do you fall for?
Everything.
Yeah.
If you don't stand for something.
Guess where that quote's from.
What?
Hamilton.
Oh.
Gorge.
Well, it's not from that.
Yeah, it is. That
if you don't stand.
No. In these exact words. If you stand for nothing, comma, burr, what do you fall for? That's from Hamilton.
What? Was he shivering? Was it cold?
No, Aaron Burr.
Oh.
B-U-R-R.
Get this man a jacket.
Yeah.
So he can stand for something longer.
Because Connor Aaron Burr was taking more of that hands-off political stance to kind of appease people around him. Kind of like Switzerland.
And it was an issue.
It was an issue.
Oh, it's a problem when I do it.
Well, he was kind of just flip-flopping on his views.
Okay.
Yeah, you should really see Hamilton. You'd like it.
I will go see it. Before I forget, Cody, your hair looks really good. And
I got a haircut from Jamie.
Okay.
The one that I was telling you about.
I texted Cody recently and I was like, I already told him this story, but I texted him recently and I was like, where'd you get your haircut? Because I like honestly want to get that with like less of the, like I look bad with your current haircut. I've tried it before.
Okay.
I look like a lesbian.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that, but I was trying to move forward.
You're not
with
identifying
with my
that
own
way right
brand
now. Yeah.
Of haircut. And so I was like, I need to go in. And I found Jamie. I was well received by Jamie. Gave me such a good haircut.
How'd she receive you?
No.
Open arms.
You're talking about Jessica.
I went to Jessica and you went to Jamie.
Yes.
So I got their names mixed up when I called and made the reservation.
No, so he went to, like, so he asked me, where'd you get your haircut? I said, Jamie. Yeah. But she's in New York right now. So you should go to my other girl, Jessica.
Oh.
And so you went to Jessica and said, so I heard you were in New York.
And she said, I was in Newport.
And so he came to me and was like, yo, by the way, Jessica was not in New York. And I was like, what are you talking about?
All right. Little game of telephone. Anyways, I really like my new haircut. It's like one of the best I've gotten in a long time. And it was also way more affordable than the haircuts I've been getting that I reverse gaslight myself into being like, they're expensive. So maybe it's good, right. And it's the worst haircut ever. Mm-hmm. And who sits down next to me?
Oh, you haven't told the story yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
This guy walks into the haircut venue. What's it called?
Barber
you nailed
shop?
It. Haircut venue.
Haircut venue. Yeah. What's it called?
Yeah. The saloon.
Oh,
the salon. Is it a salon?
Yeah. Well, I guess they're different types. Like, bougie one.
It's not
for
a
men and women would be a salon.
It's not a barber. I didn't get my hair washed.
The hair shop.
It's a barber shop, yeah.
Anyways, I sit down. This person comes in, and he gets dropped off by like another dude in like work like construction site wear. And his buddy like drops him off, and is like, "You good?" And the dude like sits down and is like, "I'm good." Dude's wearing sunglasses, but like a hat. He looks like a retired country artist. And then someone else walks up, like a woman, and they're like. Nothing of stature. I was thinking, like, does he have like an entourage with him? Is this like a famous person? He's wearing a sunglass inside. And then he sits down and I close out my haircut and I walk in. I walk past these people and I notice like one of them has an earpiece in. I was like, oh, he was a famous person. I wonder who it was. And then I get on Instagram and see that the paparazzi had caught this person like leaving the barbershop later. It was Hunter Biden getting his haircut next to me. Cody, great, great. Location. All the major celebs are getting their haircut there. Me, you, Hunter Biden.
Is he a local?
He lives in Malibu on an estate.
Does he?
Ooh. I guess he's staying in like one of his father's estates.
I think he used to live in Venice, like on the canals.
Oh.
There was a big ass house that actually was on Washington. It's okay. Like, you know, it's like kind of in, I mean, I don't know. It was a nice house, but I think like the Secret Service used to like stand outside and shit like that.
That's like a really weird, densely populated area.
That's what I mean. Like, live. Yeah, I know.
But I think he's
on. Would anyone? Maybe I'm just being like ignorant, but would anyone really recognize him? Like
I mean,
you didn't?
Someone that needed
what?
To kill him would recognize.
Oh.
Him.
Everyone would recognize.
Oh, sorry,
Hunter Biden.
Sorry.
He kind of looks like every other.
I don't know what he.
I mean, not
like,
if he's like wearing sunglasses and like.
I have no idea what he looks like.
What?
No, I don't.
Really?
I've ever paid attention.
You haven't seen him naked?
No, have you?
The world has.
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone in the fucking United States has seen him naked.
I don't think I know about Hunter Biden.
in the way that you do.
This is kind of what
really?
He looks like.
Really? The whole laptop thing?
I have no idea.
He's like a crackhead? He actually smokes crack?
Oh, I had
has
no
like
idea.
Many, many videos with sex workers where they're like smoking crack and... Really? Not doesn't ring a bell at all?
He knows how to like have a good time.
Yeah, no.
But
dude
it's like
likes
all public
the party.
Information. Yeah, so these are all the pictures of him naked, and we got a haircut together.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a movie.
Oh, you should have showed him around Venice.
No, he
King of Venice Beach.
He kind of looks like every other bitch to me. He looks like I could see him at Whole Foods picking up like a six pack of IPAs, and
which he probably did
drinking after. Them right outside the dollar store. Yeah. Like that's exactly his energy, but. I wouldn't have recognized him. But anyways, that's that.
Okay.
So yeah, I kind of get my haircut at the fucking spot.
Yeah. Cody, would you have said hi since you no. know him?
They run, oh, in, the same, they run in the same yeah. circles.
Well, I'd be very no. scared.
Yeah, okay. he's alive.
What did you do like comedically during the show?
Told
like, what's
stories. Your role? They had stories like set me up for stories, but then they also had people come in and do like embarrassing stories. So they like asked me beforehand, they're like, get like some ready to go.
What were your stories?
One of my stories was the time when I was in Colorado and I was on a wine kick because I was like, I'm an adult now. Mm-hmm. Like I want to start drinking wine. Turns out wine is just as dangerous as every other alcohol. If not more.
Yeah.
You can black out from wine, and also it's not very inconspicuous. It looks like you've been feeding on a right. deer carcass. Like
right.
you've
like
got your mouth is red, your yeah. teeth are gray, you're smiling at right. it, you're droopy eyed kind of. Yeah. It's like a kind of like a nasty, yeah. gross drunk.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'm nasty, gross drunk, and I'm talking to this guy for like 45 minutes, and I'm telling him my life story. I'm not letting him talk. I'm like blah 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 blah, and he keeps calling me berries. Because I'm drinking so much wine.
Uh-huh.
I'm berries, 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 this, berries, that. And I'm talking his ear off. He knows my middle name. He knows my birthday. He knows everything about my mom.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, it's my wife's birthday. And I was like, happy birthday, mama, all this stuff. And then at the end, he's like, oh, I was like, what do you do? And he's like, I do country singing. I'm trying to like do country, something like that. I was like, you have to stick with it. You have to stick with it and stick at it and keep going because... Everybody's trying to do country, man. Got in the car. Driver says, what were you talking to Luke Bryan for 45 minutes?
Uh-huh.
I was like, you have to let me out of the car so I can tell him I know who he is. He's like, I can't. Like, let's just go. And I was like, damn.
Damn. But that's kind
of
like
I'm thinking about it,
playing it cool in a way.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, like now I'm like, oh, that is, he carries himself so like a famous person.
He said he's trying to do country music.
Well, he was like, I'm a country artist. And I think I took that as like, okay, like you live in Colorado and you're in country. Like you just have a lot of money uh-huh. and like you're like in the right places, right scenes. And like you're doing, we're all doing country mm-hmm. in that sense. But he, I mean, he talks like
this, and he's like, "Hey, listen, berries, we're gonna get you your."
Uh-huh. He almost talks like Bill Clinton, like he has like a deep country,
southern,
rich
fall.
Person
yeah.
accent. I don't know how I didn't clock it. Probably the 16
Probably the
glasses
berries.
Of wine.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was my story.
That's a good and one. I can't believe you've never told that on this pod. Why are you saving all your good stories for other pods?
Well, now I wish I would have saved that for a TikTok because that's probably... Oh, clip it. For some reason, that really wore me out. Coming in, took six steps?
Yeah, but
exhausted.
Like, you're in a different form. So it's like getting used to your new body.
Completely exhausted. I'm yeah. not like one that... Sorry, full lift.
I guess for the audio listeners, we have fangs in our mouth. On our incisors.
Incisors. So I just got it. I just need to talk with my tongue in between the two incisors.
So it is going to take a minute to like learn how to navigate our new bodies.
This is just another reason, if you're listening on audio only, to jump over to YouTube and check us out there right now.
And while also, you're there?
While you're there.
Subscribe.
It
like
can't
literally
hurt.
Will not hurt you.
In fact, we'll count you down.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
One. But count like the count.
One,
two,
three.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's really
he's
something.
so cute. and hot.
I'm stoked to be here. We got here this morning early so we could kind of slip into something more comfortable. Yeah.
You got here earlier than me, warrior.
Who's warrior counting? God.
You a little.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. No, I'm stoked to be here. I was thinking about it when we were putting the teeth on specifically. I kind of kept biting my lip, and I don't know why my head immediately went to breastfeeding. Like, I feel like a really...
You don't look anything like Connor.
Who's Connor?
Yeah. Like, there isn't even a resemblance to who you used to be right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, then I'll jump right into the breastfeeding conversation. I don't think Connor wants anything to do with that. What, like, I think a really good ad for pro breastfeeding, I don't know if there's any, I mean, probably, would be, like, think about vampires. Like, think about how hard that would be on the mother when the baby decides to latch on with his fangs.
I bet, like, evolution would have given vampire mothers, like, a steel nipple.
Like a steel-toed boot, but in the chest?
Yeah. That's like, God wouldn't have let her be harmed by her. Also, baby vampires probably don't have teeth.
They would also...
They probably grow their fangs the same way we would grow teeth.
Really? I wish that we could Google that, but it's not real.
Also, there are different breeds of vampire. So, like, Muppet vampire, sure, fangs. But, like, Twilight vampire, just, like, a little bit of a sharper tooth.
Right. Who's to say?
Yeah.
But I just think, like, imagine being a mama vampire and you're like, my baby's having trouble. Or no, another mom was like, my baby's not latching on to my nipple right now.
That
and then,
happened in something.
I know. And then the vampire mom being like, that's not what I'm dealing with over here, bitch. She's... You know, it's latching on really hard.
Yeah.
It's kind of more. But then again, it's like, this is a vampire we're talking about. Like, would a mama vampire not feed her baby blood? So maybe it does need to latch on.
It's like hard to say because there's no supporting evidence except for if you go really dive into Breaking Dawn, which I don't feel like you're going to do.
I don't know. I don't know that much. I can't. Breaking Dawn. I can't go Breaking Dawn mode right now. If you're going to have trouble looking at me, you don't have to look right at me.
Okay, I think I need to look like somewhere else, like completely.
You can look towards the camera.
Okay, yeah. That'll be good because I never look towards the camera. So people will really be able to see how the purple brings out my green eyes.
I want to just highlight the fact that Brooke just looks like an enhanced kind of mystical version of herself. And I look like someone that would attack you behind a 7-Eleven.
I do think like you in this form showing up in my room in the middle of the night, like I could be the worst thing that I could imagine at this time.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's not like, it doesn't feel good to know that I look like that for other people from their perspective, because I feel fine.
Well,
I'm going to keep this on for a while today.
I think that's fine.
They don't talk enough about, like, if you had a conversation with a vampire, like, they're always like, I want to, but like, they would have a lift because it's impossible not to. Well, which would kind of be like, okay, you're gonna suck my blood?
Either, like, the lisp, either in vampire society, like, that would be normal, and to them, to hear a non-lisp would be a lisp.
I know.
You know, like, if they heard a person with not a lisp, they'd be like, oh, we need to put you in early intervention speech therapy.
Right.
Because your voice sounds off. Or they would just learn how to, like, they would know how to speak without it because they're so used to it.
I'm kind of already learning how to speak
without it. Yeah, me too. I'm completely good.
I think my teeth are closer together.
Mine hurt.
Mine don't hurt. They actually feel... pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, it actually feels kind of like I have a weighted blanket on my incisors.
Okay, that's cool. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what got us here.
Yeah.
It just matters that we're here, and that we're together.
That's so true. Which reminds me, I do need to be going now. I gotta get this mole checked. Oh. Finally, gonna go get it checked.
This week on Close Friends.
Do we want to talk about how randomly the internet wants to fuck the Mucinex guy now?
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Ew.
Also, Harry and Ron really just like, that would not be healthy for them to engage in a threesome.
The day of the wedding, you catch him breastfeeding from his mom.
As he's getting ready for the wedding, you walk into that.
Give me some nucks, horn dog.
Give me some nuts?
Nuts.
Oh, knuckles?
Horn dog. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.